show the thin margin between a huge point there. I mean, it's not a huge stick.
You mean that cliche of fine line between winning and losing? That's it. That was it right there. And we got the right guy in the right spot, the puck on the stick, and it just, it's too bad because it rolls on him right at the very end. And that's a tough break. And then we just, you know, their guy comes down, and he didn't get all of it either. He kind of fanned on it, and it just, you know, it was fast, did everything to get across, and, you know, it was kind of, it was basically an off-speed pitch, and, you know, by a guy that's used to putting the puck into that, and so that was it.
And all mistakes always get magnified, but the regulation rule, how much does it hurt in that situation to see a mistake like that end up in the back?
Well, you can look at it a couple ways and say that's a bad one to give up. Or you could look at it and say Vasilevskiy made like 6-10 bellers.
Sure.
And so, you know, we still pushed that game to overtime. And I think, you know, it was one of those games. They're a good team. Like Montreal's a good team. And we've been asked so much from our guys. And they just keep delivering and delivering. And, you know, a pretty, you know, first period was a little bit of a snoozer, and they came out in that, you know, second half of the second period and really took it to us. And Vasilevskiy, you know, we gave up the one, but, you know, clearly he kept us in it. But kind of the signature of this team, they found a way in the third to, you know, will us at least a point and give us that chance we had in overtime. You know, I look at it as complete positive because we got a point of a game that you could sit there and say they were better than us tonight. I guess there's not much wiggle room left, but not getting a point out of that game would have been devastating. And we found a way, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
How hard was it to find open space?
You know what? They skate, they check. And that's why they're going to win the division. That's what happens. And they've got a good team. But we're playing all these good teams down the stretch here, and we're just hanging with them all. And so, you know, it's really, really encouraging. But as I've said many, many times, we're running out of games here.
Mr. Finding a way, you surprised him all beyond the board. Seems like his goals have been big ones or game tires.
Yeah.
He's
been the diamond in the rough, you know, for us down the stretch here. There's no question. And we had some chances tonight. You know, whether we passed or they got, you know, they were another good thing. They were good. They always got a stick on something. It felt like, but just another huge goal for us. Like, it seems like his goals are getting us points. And they're timely and they're big.
Any indication of what you might do with your goaltending for tomorrow?
Maybe. No. Well, we've had a lot of success with Vasi, the way we've been using him, and Peter Budaj has been unbelievable for us. Went back to back, and he's gonna get the nod.
Expect the injured guys back tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
Did something change overnight because there were indications that Joel was going to go back and play for Syracuse, but all of a sudden things kind of reversed a little bit in the week?
Yeah, well, you're sitting here thinking we might get the guys back, and we didn't. So, like, guys are getting close. It's just unfortunate they can't go.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.